Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We've got some Penn State football and some Penn State wrestling talk for you coming up, starting off with some recruiting here. Penn State's plans in the 2021 class, looking at position by position with Greg kind of leading the way. What do they have in store? I know the sentiment as we sit here today is that it's not one of optimism, but Penn State, there's a long way to go between now and December, and Penn State will get hot at some point in time. What are they thinking? What kind of numbers do they need at each position? We'll get into that. We'll also look at the proposal that's floating around out there about future transfers and what that means to the overall scheme of college football, how bad the transfer situations have been over the past couple of years in particular. We'll do Ask Greg your Penn State football and recruiting questions, which we're always looking for those. If you want to fire them off, you download the Keystone Sports app, click the Ask Greg button. There's a prize for the best question of every week. Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian will join us to talk Penn State wrestling on the eve of the Big Ten tournament. The postseason is here, and Kale Sanderson's team almost always saves their best wrestling for last in the postseason. So that's what we'll look ahead to. In terms of 2021 recruiting, the news is still pretty fresh that Nick Elksnis, the 3-star tight end from Florida, who I suspect will be a 4-star by the time this cycle's over, not to throw salt in the wound, I guess, but down to 2 commits so far. Let's look at the positions on the board and figure out where they're trying to go with this thing, Greg.
Yeah, let's do it. So, I mean, you look at the class of 2021, and I think there's a lot of sky is falling going on out there at this point. You know, they only have 2 commitments. They lose one from a guy who committed last July, and, you know, he's going to end up at Florida or Florida State or Miami, somewhere closer to home than State College and Penn State is. And, you know, I think the concern at this point is why is the class so small? What's going on? And you just have to realize that, you know, when you lose as many assistant coaches as Penn State did during the offseason, I mean, the recruiting on offense is all but hit a standstill. I mean, outside of some of the Florida players that Jawan Sider has a good relationship with, you know, that are guys who could maybe come up, you know, they're still actively interested in Penn State, but there's a lot of guys in the Mid-Atlantic here, especially that, sure, they're interested, but they need to meet these coaches some more. And they didn't have the chance to do that, some of them, because Penn State hired guys either right before or during the NCAA dead period, where no one could come to campus and coaches couldn't hit the road. So what makes it tough is just the fact that, you know, okay, now these kids can come back to campus again, Dustin, but, you know, how quickly can they get there and what other visits do they want to take and how far behind is Penn State falling? So, you know, it sounds a little bit alarmist. I understand that and I get it that, you know, at some point here, you know, they're going to have to be able to turn things around and get some commitments. But as you mentioned in the open, they will get hot at some point. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but there'll be some point where, you know, there's not enough segments of show to keep up with all the new commitments that they get. And that happens at least once a year. Sometimes it's in the summer. Sometimes it's during the season. Sometimes it's in that spring practice, summer official visit window in late May and early June. So I just think you have to be patient and realize that, you know, unlike past years with the way the recruiting calendar is changing and the way the transfer portal is now, you just have to realize it almost, I don't know if there is going to be a normal in terms of when you get your big commitment runs anymore. It used to be you could kind of look at the calendar and throw a couple darts out there and pinpoint when, you know, when those things were going to happen. I'm just not sure you can do that anymore.
Yeah, and you know, the changing calendar and the timing of the hiring, and to your point about the offensive coaching staff, 3 out of the 4 new coaching hires, you're looking at the O-line, wide receiver, and offensive coordinator. So there's a lot of questions about what the offense is going to be, what it's going to look like, and no opportunities to really get in person with kids, right, and explain that, let alone show that to anybody. And I think it's a logical starting point at the quarterback position here. Kirk Ciarrocca has a nice reputation now of maximizing quarterbacks, but it's a position that almost always commits early in the cycle for all kinds of reasons. And at that point, there's not going to be any evidence what Penn State can or can't do,
right,
with its new offense, with Kirk Ciarrocca, whether quarterbacks are going to develop. So it's possible that Sean Clifford has a big year, but Penn State's top targets are committed or whatever. So Caleb Williams is the five-star. What's the board look like behind him? What's the flow of things at quarterback here?
Yeah, I wish I could pronounce the kid's name from Maryland, Christian Velu, I guess it is, the four-star quarterback down there that really I think has a nice game, probably still has some refining to do with some of his, you know, maybe not his throwing motion, but just kind of all the little things and mechanics that make guys either high four-stars or low four, you know, five-stars. So he's not quite on that Caleb Williams level yet, and Penn State's on the outside looking in with Williams. There's no question about it. I mean, the whole country, everyone who's anyone in the country wants him to come play for their school. So I think you can't rely on the fact that you're going to get him because they just don't have that kind of positioning right now in that race. And, you know, again, when you can't really show kids what exactly it is your offense is going to look like besides turning on tape from a Minnesota team that obviously, you know, the players are different, the teams you're going to play are different, everything changes at least a little bit when you bring a new offense across the Big Ten, from the Big Ten West to the Big Ten East and from Minneapolis to State College. So, I mean, you can turn on the film and show them what come to the concepts were at Minnesota and Western Michigan, and that's great. But, you know, guys want to necessarily don't want to see that. They want to see, okay, here's how I can do it in that blue uniform, in that white uniform. Here's what you guys did with the playmakers you have at Penn State, not at Minnesota. And the Lions are going to be playing catch up with that until at least October once they get some things on film. So it's going to be tough there. I would say, you know, Velu over Williams is the top target in terms of realistic chances right to land a guy. You know, I wouldn't rule out Garrett Nussmeier yet, the four-star out of Texas. I think he's a kid that will still be watching until he makes a decision. And, you know, they have offers out to kids all over the country. But, you know, I guess at some point you would like to reach the level where you're not sort of, you know, in the mix for Caleb Williams, but more or less on the outside looking in. However, when you change most of your offensive coaching staff in the same cycle as a kid like that, it's not ever going to be easy to be at the top of his list when he can't look at your school and say, okay, here's what you've done, here's what you can do, etc. So the good news is there's some very good 2022 quarterbacks in this region. So if they strike out on the five star in this class, there certainly will be a chance down the road. Yeah, fair enough.
That's good news.
That's fine.
Kicking the can down the road. Blue-white game's approaching, coming up, and it has felt like spring for a while. Now officially is you know, coming to be spring. We've got an exciting announcement in conjunction with our friends over at GoPSURV.com. Keystone Sports is giving away an RV for the Blue-white weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot we talk about so often around here. You can arrive there on Friday. You can stay through Sunday. You can enjoy 409 tailgate barbecue, free shuttle to and from the game, and of course, there will be some goodies provided in your RV courtesy of our KSN partners. Just download the Keystone Sports app. You'll see the RV button to enter to win. One entry per person. Don't try to sneak around. We know who you are. Really cool deal. Good way to experience the product that we've talked about, you know, so frequently around here. A good way to take in any game weekend, especially Blue White, where frankly, I mean, it's all about the tailgating for most people, and you don't have to stop. Check it out, GoPSURV.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. Click the RV button to enter there. We're going to have to move quickly through some of these positions here, Greg. My question at running back, will they ever take none in a class again? They might not take two,
right,
but is this a position where you are getting one every cycle?
I think you almost have to. You know, I think in the age of the transfer portal, is there any position outside of maybe specialists that you can skip on in any class? I don't think that there is. I mean, I think if you're going to do that, you run the risk of, okay, maybe a couple guys are unhappy. Maybe you have some stud in front of two guys and they both decide to leave. Well, then what, you know? Then you really, you know, you really hurt yourself. So, no, I don't think so. I think they have to take at least one at every position in every class because you not only have, you know, the time-tested method of, okay, this didn't pan out, that didn't pan out, this five-star was actually a three-star, this three-star was actually a five-star, you know, whatever. And then if you combine that with the transfer portal and guys leaving for any number of reasons, plus now we're going to throw into the mix this whole idea of maybe everyone gets a one-time transfer exception, he almost needs
which
two.
Which we'll talk about shortly.
You're right. That's
foreshadowing.
Called, or a look ahead, depending on which word you like to use. But yeah, and so I think you have to go out and try and get at least one in every cycle, if not two. When you look at this position group, it starts and ends with Travion Henderson, the five-star out of Hopewell, Virginia. Penn State's been phenomenal when it comes to recruiting Virginia running backs and five-star running backs over the last couple of years. He's the number two player in the country, according to the 247 composite, at his position and a top 20 guy, regardless of position. So we'll see if they can land him. Evan Pryor, the four-star out of North Carolina, a kid we've talked about a fair amount on this show. I think that when you look at running back, if they're more likely to get just one guy, it's probably him in this class, but that doesn't mean they're going to give up on Henderson.
Tight end, I put him in the same boat, two in the 2020 cycle, but I think you got to get that spot every year. Five wide receivers in last year's class. I look at, like, give me one or two big-time guys in this class. I think that's what people want to see is your high four-stars and your five-star type. That's the kind of wide receiver people want. Penn State has plenty of solid guys to choose from at the wide receiver spot. Let's get over the top, get the guy that, you know, Julian Fleming got away in 2020. Let's get somebody like him. Offensive line, there's a lot of potential there. We talked about in the Mid-Atlantic region, in Pennsylvania, Landon Tegwall in Maryland. There's some potential to add some elite players, and they haven't had a lot of those come along. How big of a priority is defensive end in your eyes to get some bodies there?
Yeah, I think it's nutty. It's, you know, just bodies would be one thing, but, you know, John Scott Jr. has a pretty good list of players that, you know, Sean Spencer did a lot of legwork with already. We're talking about Elijah Judy. We're talking about some of these other guys that, you know, are already in good place with Penn State, Aaron Armitage being one of them. You know, I think it's going to be very tough to get Elliot Donald away from Pittsburgh just because of the legacy there with his, his family. So I don't know about how that'll play out, but yeah, you know, and there's a couple other guys too that John Scott has particular interest in. But here's the problem: when you load up Penn State's offer board at this point, not just at the defensive line position, but really at every position, you see a lot of guys already committed to Clemson, already committed to Ohio State, and Penn State can't boast that kind of stuff. And when you talk about them getting to that point, they don't have to get all these guys that those schools are getting, because let's be honest, I mean, those schools are going to get their share every single cycle, but they are going to have to get some of these guys in the fold sooner rather than later. And then, you know, we don't want to panic, because I always remember something Andy Frank told us a few years ago, and that's like, if our offer board is still mostly uncommitted, we're not going to panic about not having commitments, because we have all the guys we could possibly want out there as possibilities.
Yeah, well, good luck conveying that message and getting people to actually believe that. People are in panic mode right now. I'm not sure there's a good reason for it. Penn State will get hot at some point in time. They've got plenty of slots to fill. Their targets are still on the board for the most part. We'll keep an eye on this. And more. Actually, we'll probably dive into maybe some more of this, you know, what's the strategy at this position a little bit more as the offseason goes on. For now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about, you know, speaking of recruiting and transfers, we're going to look at this new rule proposal and what it might mean for Penn State and elsewhere. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.